Movie Monday, May 25th, 2020. Happy Memorial Day, one-on-one listeners. My podcast is dedicated to improving communication in the digital age. And that includes communicating about movies. Part of my goal is to encourage all of us to stop multitasking, put down the cell phones, talk to each other, and more than ever, if you're consuming media like I do, it's a good idea to focus on the film or the video so that you can really enjoy the media you are consuming. So many times we just watch for a few seconds, then swipe away. Try to engage, enjoy. Because of the pandemic, I'm watching more than my share of movies these days, and I'm sharing some of those films on Monday. Movie Monday, a special day today, Memorial Day. I'm going to focus on just a few films this week because it's a holiday. I want to talk about Picnic. Picnic is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play by William Ng. It takes place on one day, a holiday, in a small Midwestern town in Kansas. The holiday in Picnic is Labor Day. The 1955 film stars William Holden, Kim Novak, and one of my favorite character actors, Rosalind Russell. She plays the old maid school teacher, Rosemary. I played Rosemary in college for a scene in an acting class. At one point, Rosemary gets down on her knees and cries and begs her boyfriend, the frumpy hardware store owner, Howard, to marry her. She begs, "You've got to marry me, Howard." And in one of the most heart-wrenching scenes, Howard responds, "I'm not going to marry anyone who says, 'You got to marry me, Howard.' If you want me to marry you, you could at least say, 'Please.'" Rosemary responds, sobbing, "Please marry me, Howard." That scene hurts so much. The film is about hopes and dreams, love and sex, jealousy, sibling rivalry, youth and middle age, lost love, and the feeling we all get at the end of the summer when you feel the good days are fading away into snow, ice, and cold. I highly recommend Picnic. It's a great film. The next film I want to recommend on this Memorial Day, Movie Monday, now stay with me now. It's titled The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then The Bigfoot. Yes, that is the name of the film. It stars Sam Elliott. That's probably enough to get you to watch the movie if you are a Sam Elliott fan, and I am. The movie is fabulous, and I think it's a great tribute to the men and women who go to war for all of us. I rented this film a while back when it was first available to rent. Now it's on Prime. It is an independent film that was produced in 2018. The story, the acting, and the score are top-notch. I think music makes or breaks a film, and this movie has a great, great score. The story is about a bitter old man named Calvin Barr. He is, and was, basically a war hero. He was a shy young man when he went off to war, and that shyness resulted in missed opportunities throughout his life, and we now see the bitterness he wears like an old cloth coat. This is a lesson for all of us. He was a spy sent on a top secret mission to kill Hitler. The film flashes back to his World War II days, and it shows him many years later being recruited by the government to hunt down a Bigfoot-like creature because it is infected with a communicable plague-like disease. There are so many wonderful elements in this film. At one point, I thought, what happens to war heroes? And this movie has one answer to that question. Don't let the title deter you. Please let me know if you like it. The film, The Man Who Killed Hitler, and then The Bigfoot. Finally, one other oldie. It's not really that old, but it is a gem. Trans-Siberian. It's a 2008 film. Kind of low budget, but I love all the camera work, the acting, and the story. It's a thriller, murder mystery, focusing on a couple who are taking the Trans-Siberian train from China to Moscow. Wow. The couple are played by Woody Harrelson and Emily Mortimer. It also stars Ben Kingsley, who, of course, steals every scene he is in. The plot is about a do-gooder couple who are taking the train. And they are befriended by another kind of sketch couple. That couple, played by Kate Mara, who was just great in House of Cards on Netflix, and Eduardo Noriega, a real hunk of a guy, an actor from Spain. The film brings to mind what Mom used to say to all of us, don't talk to strangers. Beware of strangers. Of course, they do talk to strangers, otherwise there wouldn't have been a movie. I really never understood Woody Harrelson as a leading man. He is a great character actor, but how can anyone see him as a lead and a love interest? Well, I loved him in this film, and I see his charm and his charisma, and I get it now. There is murder, drugs, sex, drinking, all on and off the train. There are twists and turns, and at one point, I wasn't sure who's bad and who is good, and I love that. There's also some graphic violence and very graphic murder. Trans-Siberian. I watched it on Showtime. I'm Gloria Moraga. Happy Memorial Day. Let's hope the heat of the summer pounds COVID-19 into oblivion. In the meantime, let's watch a movie and be safe.